I'm Mike Vidan from the MyFM Newsroom, and since 1935, the Alcoholics Anonymous estimate that they have helped over 2 million successful recovering members of Alcoholics Anonymous in more than 180 countries. Joining me today from AA North Halton, Erin, which also includes Orangeville, District 25, is Rob and Wim. And gentlemen, Wim, I'll ask you first, what are some of the challenges that you guys have faced during the pandemic?
Well, it was clearly a big shift as soon as the pandemic hit and our ability to meet in person was taken away. I think that threw us in a bit of a loop early on that we have to, like most people, but for us specifically in this area, where we had to readjust. We very quickly set up these online meetings through Zoom. Some groups did it with phone conference software and platforms and things like that. So we really very quickly adjusted to using those platforms and get the pretty much the same number of meetings together very quickly in a matter of probably 2 weeks that we had. Obviously, our websites helped a lot because then that gave us the means to push out the information about the meetings. Our website is very popular in general for people trying to find a meeting, right? And very quickly, all those meetings were updated to be posted as online with the necessary Zoom information so that people can find us. So I think very quickly those meetings went ahead and people were able to find the fellowship and the help through those meetings. The other aspect of the work, obviously, is when we work with a still suffering alcoholic or somebody who doesn't know the program yet or hasn't discovered meetings, is very often we would take them out for a coffee and sit down with them and let them tell their story, and we tell our story and help them identify with us as alcoholics and how we found a way to climb out of the pit there. Obviously, that's not possible in the same way, right? We can't really go out and go to a hospital or go sit and meet with somebody. So in that respect, it's a little harder, and we have to make do with phone calls. We do one-on-one Zoom meetings too, right? Making sure that we have as close as a contact as we can make it happen.
And just quickly from my side, Mike, you know, the only thing that I kind of noticed on when the pandemic hit was people that really weren't too tech savvy were probably the ones that were suffering more than anything. And when I'm saying suffering, I don't mean that, you know, it was instantly let's go back out and drink and go down that road. Just more or less a lot more questions and answers needed to happen pretty quickly. And as Wim stated too, you know, we have such a network set up where we don't feel that anybody really needs to suffer as long as they have a willingness to try to find a solution for their problem with alcohol.
And since the pandemic has started, have you found an increase in the need of your services?
We clearly have seen a good number of newcomers come in during the pandemic, and we're talking about people who are obviously haven't had the experience of the AA program pre-pandemic. Meaning, there's a meeting in a place where you can go at a certain time of the night in on the end of the day or the middle of the day. So these are people who have discovered AA. Well, I first discovered that they seem to have a problem with alcohol, that they seem to be unable to control their drinking. And as such, however they found the information by calling the telephone answering service or the website or talking to somebody who is in the program, have found their way to us, to AA, and have never seen anything but Zoom meetings. Whether that number is greater than it was before the pandemic, that's hard to say overall, but clearly Yeah, I agree. I think in our area here, it's about the same. It hasn't increased, and it hasn't gone down either. So that's the good news.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's from what we know, right? Like at this point, we could definitely, after the pandemic is over, Mike, we could definitely see, and I'm going to just assume that we will see a little bit of a larger number of people coming into the fellowship or asking for help, because I do believe that the way things are set up right now. Again, I got to be careful with my opinions, but this type of setup where people have to stay home and stuff is somewhat nurturing to an alcoholic who, you know, might not be able to understand that they do have a problem being stuck and not with a lot to do. I do believe that we may see an increase after the pandemic is over or once, you know, once a couple months here go by, we may see some more people, but it's still yet to be seen. We have roughly in our district, which is District 25, that includes Orangeville, Acton, Erin, Milton, Georgetown, and some of Caledon, Shelburne, we've seen about, like Wim said, about the same amount of people that have come in, and we've definitely seen those people stay at the meetings. Most of the people that I've seen, I don't know about you, Wim, but most of the people that have come in, even though it's a Zoom meeting or not an in-person meeting, quite a few of them have been able to stay sober and continue to do so.
And before we wrap this up, guys, if someone is listening right now at home and they're a little bit nervous or afraid to call in for help, what would be your message to them?
I mean, first and foremost, please, if you even have an inkling of maybe thinking that you have a problem with alcohol and you want to find out more about it, instead of being worried about it, best thing to do would just be to call the 1-800 number, to go to our website, www.aanorthhaltonerin.org. Please go in and find some information. You don't have to qualify, period, in order to join a meeting. You simply have to have the desire to stop drinking for that day. We're here to carry the message, and we really, I mean, I've been in recovery and been clean and sober for almost 8 years.
Wow.
Wim's going on 4 right now, and you know, we just want to be able to share the message and hope that people understand that it's very easy to come in. You don't really have to worry about anything. You know, we're obviously, our anonymity is first and foremost. The meetings that are offered over line, it's the same as walking into a church, right? You walk into a church, you have the opportunity for anybody to see you kind of go into that church or the meeting place. So nobody's going to ask any questions. Nobody is going to have you qualify in any certain way in order to get onto a meeting. You're more than welcome just to come and sit and listen. You don't need to say anything. There's so many options out there where we would love people just to come in and see that there is a solution without them having to worry about what they might need to do, because really in the long run of things, all they need to do is maybe have a bit of an open mind and just join and come in and listen.
That was Rob and Wim from AA North Halton and Erin District 25. For more information, you can visit our website at orangevilletoday.ca.